Should I buy an Airbnb investment property with or without a homeowner association, meaning within an apartment, a condo complex or not? I always recommend that your first choice should be with the homeowner association. And that may sound counterintuitive because there is an additional fee, right? You have to pay an HOA compared to a place where there is no HOA. But keep in mind that HOA means that the place will be well maintained and you're paying for this. You're paying for this peace of mind. And a property that does not have an HOA needs maintenance, such as the yard, such as the environment where the property is located. You're going to have to pay for this. The other aspect that I love about paying an HOA is that oftentimes it comes with amenities. And an Airbnb investment property need amenities. The guests, the people that are going to rent it, are going to shop around on Airbnb, and they want properties that have, for example, a swimming pool. They have a grill and so on. And you can use the, those amenities in your listings. And at times, you can actually use this HOA name for your own marketing purpose. And that is a great asset for you to really have your Airbnb listing that shines. So HOA are not necessarily bad. In fact, paying an HOA, if it comes with the right amenities, and of course the property is in the right location, is a great thing and can give you also peace of mind because you get maintenance of the property. And that's particularly valuable when you have properties that are remote where you don't live in that particular city. But always, always check with the homeowner association that they do allow short-term rentals. That is very important before you place an offer and buy a place within a HOA.